Hi there, I'm Ben Goldstein. I went to Copenhagen, Denmark in the fall of 2023, and I'm going to tell you about my experience coming from New York to Copenhagen. So towards the end of August, I was set to fly to Copenhagen on a direct flight from JFK at around 9:50 New York time. That was going to go straight to Copenhagen, supposed to be about 7.5 hour trip. I get to the airport super early with half of my life in multiple suitcases. The suitcase was like 70 pounds, had to pay for the over fee. I was super anxious. I remember I hadn't slept well the night before, couldn't really eat too much. And so once all was said and done and my bags were checked, I was at the airport, I hugged my parents, a tear or two went down my face, and then I saw some people who I had known from Elon, some familiar faces, and I got into the security line. Eventually, got through security, all good. Line was a little bit long, but no hiccups, nothing like that. Got through, found some more friends, got some food, and I could feel myself starting to get a little bit more excited for this trip. Eventually, my good friend Sal and I made our way to the gate, and we were just hanging out. I had gotten in touch with my roommate. His name is Noah. He goes to Duke. I got in touch with him beforehand through Instagram just to try and have as many familiar faces as possible. So I actually got to meet him at the gate, which was a nice experience. We ultimately boarded on time. I was sitting on the plane at 9-something, getting excited. Turns out somebody in my fraternity was sitting next to me on the plane, and I hadn't even realized it. So that was quite the coincidence. Just walking onto the plane, you could tell that so many people on there were only going abroad, and this wasn't for pleasure, for business. This was a bunch of 20-year-olds just going abroad. So ultimately, sitting on the plane, getting ready for takeoff, the pilot says we're good to go. We pull away from the gate at around 9:50 when we're supposed to depart, maybe closer to 10, get up to full speed, and then we stop. The pilot says, we got an issue with the aircraft. We're just going to pull back, hang tight. We're going to be all good. Let's just check it out, make sure we're safe. So I'm thinking, all right, no big deal. You know, I'd rather them check the plane, make sure we're safe than anything bad happen. So we get back to the gate and we're hanging out, and I throw on the movie Whiplash. I had never seen it before. I figured might as well take advantage of the in-flight entertainment, right? So I'm watching this movie. I'm perfectly content. I'm living in my own world thinking that we're going to take off. And then we pull away from the gate again. Get up to speed just like we had done. And then we stop. Pilot says the same thing. All right. We got to reel it back in. We need to check this out. So we go. And then after what felt like an hour, but might have been a bit less, after them going all over the plane and checking out for all sorts of, you know, issues with it and any sort of failures, the pilot says, yeah, we got, I don't remember if it was engine damage or it was some other thing, but something that clearly you shouldn't be flying with. So I'm sitting there. By this time, I had finished the movie. I had watched a full movie that's, I think, an hour and 40 minutes. I'm starting to get hungry. I'm starting to overthink my decision to even go abroad in the first place. I'm thinking, is this a sign? We get back into our seats. Pilot pulls away from the gate one last time. And then he can't even get up to speed before he says, this aircraft will not be taking off tonight. So he goes back to the gate for the third time now. I had already finished a movie. I was debating starting another one. And then slowly we make our way off to the plane and we wait by the front gate. We're told that, oh, this stuff happens from time to time. You know, it's a good thing we got you off the aircraft. We just want to make sure we're safe. Check your Delta apps. We will rebook you. Now, they told us we didn't need to get our bags. They were going to hold on to them. They were going to transfer them to whatever flight we decided to take if we waited for them to rebook us or if we did our own one. So we left it. Luckily, this is around an hour from my house. My friend Sal, who's closer to Boston, came back to mine. We got a lift, and we ended up back at mine at like 3 in the morning. My brother, who I had just said bye to, comes out of his room dazed and confused and said, "Did I just sleep for 4 months?"
That's funny.
Thinking that I had my whole abroad experience already. My parents are wide awake. My mom is anxious. It's making me more anxious. The classic situation you don't want to find yourself in. So ultimately, after eating a snack and checking the app countless times, we decided we should just go to bed for the night. So we go to bed. We go to bed and we wake up the next morning. My friend Sal's sleeping downstairs in the pullout bed. I get woken up by my mom. "Ben, you didn't get rebooked. You did not get rebooked. Wake up," she says as she's shaking me awake. I'm confused. I don't know if I'm in Denmark, where I am. I have no idea what's going on. I check my phone and sure enough, no rebook, no messages, no nothing about the flight. So, gotta give my mom a lot of credit. She was able to find a flight. She was able to get me and Sal on the same flight. We ended up on the same flight with Noah, who ended up being my roommate there. But instead of it being a direct flight the night that we were supposed to go, it ended up being one flight from New York to Paris, and then from Paris to Copenhagen. So it was two flights. They never rebooked us. Eventually made my way to Copenhagen, but the problem was me, Sal, and Noah on this flight all had our bags end up in different places.
Oh, no.
So yeah, we ended up getting there, but not once we found out that Noah's bag was in Amsterdam, which we hadn't had any reason to go to. My bag was still in New York, and Sal's was in, I don't remember, maybe Austin, Texas, or some other country. The point is, this was an absolute mess, but we made it there. And honestly, that was the scariest flight experience, and that was the craziest flight experience. But to survive that, you know, it made me feel confident. It made me feel that any other flight issues or travel issues that came my way, I'd be able to handle. But certainly not your ideal beginning of a broad experience.
Yeah. Did you end up missing like any orientation because of that, or?
There might have been like an activity or something, you know, for the arrival day, but they understood because this was a flight with, I knew a good amount of people on it, but this was a flight with so many people, like probably 50 DIS. That was the program, probably like 50 DIS students.
Okay.
So they knew, and then we landed and there were people waiting for us. But the combination of the stress of the flight, me doubting everything, if I should even be going abroad, and then not having like 98% of my clothes when I got there.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
But
no.
It ended up working out, and I'm definitely happy that I got to have the experience I did.
Yeah.
So
great.